All right, so this video, I was thinking about, I forgot who sent me the, who wrote the comment, but it was something along the lines of and I'm not trying to call you out or anything. I was just thinking along, I was just thinking more into like my own philosophy in it. But the comment was something like, you wouldn't touch a woman after I peed on her and blah, 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 which is cool. I'm not mad at you at all or anything about it, but I was just thinking more into it. And that's where I came up to this conclusion of, why even respect women? Okay, because you have to think from what they from their perspective of the world. Now let's take it back. I'm 33, so let's take it back 20 years when I was 13, right? Before, this is long before Facebook, YouTube, social media, internet wasn't even like a big thing. It was there, but we didn't have Google. Like we had Yahoo. I mean, I think Google was around, but it wasn't like the search engine it was. So it was nowhere near as big at the time. Okay, so think back, remember back in these days, right? It was a pretty girl. And just think about her daily routine and how many beta male orbiters and cocks she had offered to her from the start. Okay, let's say she wakes up, she goes to school. If she's moderately attractive, she's getting a dick thrown at her about once an hour every day, right? At least, if she's moderately attractive, she's getting offered dick. I'd say let's just be conservative. She's being offered dick. She's being offered three different cocks per day, right? Now, okay, or let's say she works a job. Let's say she works a job. Every day she walks between her at home to being at work all day, she's being offered three dicks per day, right? On top of that, let's say she goes to, let's go, she's moderately attractive. At minimum, moderately attractive. She goes out to a bar, right? She sits at a bar for a few hours. She's getting offered, I'd say, between two to five cocks for going to the bar. So you add that up at the end of the week. Every week, she's got about, and this is before social media and internet, she's got about 10 different cocks to choose from. You see what I'm saying? Like, really do the math on this and see where I'm coming from. Because I'm looking at it from the woman's perspective and what she faces when she goes out to the world. On a weekly basis, she's being offered, I'd say, at minimum 10 different cocks every week, right? So she has 10 cocks, including the compound interest from the past cocks that hung in there after they maybe, shit tested them or whatever to keep them strung along. So let's say 10, I say 10 new cocks. And in the compound interest from the past cocks, I'd say it starts to overflow into the 40 and 50 men to choose from over time, right? Every week, not every month. Not every year, every week, you see? So after that, these guys are probably trying to be nice to her. Oh, hey, how was your day? Good morning. And they're doing this beta orbiter retarded shit. And then who do they always give it up to? The guy who treats them like shit, probably cussed her out for no reason. That's who that's whose piss and cum she's swallowing. You see what I'm saying? Like pay it, like watch their actions and what they do. You see, but also look at the reality of being a woman. Like they're being offered dicks every day from work, school, job, walking to their car, walking around the mall, buying something in the mall. You see, like it's they have cocks to pick from. They have an infinite amount of cocks to pick from. To pick which one she wants to fuck with now. You see? So on top of, and this was before social media popped off. Now really start thinking, really start doing the math on this. Now, if she has that many cocks per week to pick from, and on a constant rotation of newer guys that come around, how many guys do you think are looking at her Facebook page and just seeing her picture and a slide into her DMs? Okay? I had a buddy of mine he was 20, young. He didn't want to believe. He has a girlfriend sitting right next to him. Girlfriend didn't speak a lot of English, but he could speak English. And I was telling him these things. And I said, "You don't believe me?" And he's like, "Yeah," he didn't want to believe it. I said, "Okay, tell her to open up her Facebook DMs right now." And she got mad. I was like, "You see why she just got mad? Because she knows what I'm saying. Like she could understand me, but she couldn't speak English." I said, "You see why she's mad? Because she knows what I'm saying is true." And she goes, "Okay." And opens it, and it was just thirsty man upon thirsty man hitting her up in Facebook. So, and that's just Facebook. We're not talking about Snapchat Instagram, what's if they do TikTok, wherever that dumb shit is, if she's got a porn profile on the internet, it's like, why even have respect for them? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to. Because see, at this point, they're not thirsty for male attention. Because they can, if as soon as you treat them like shit, now you're going to stand out because you treat them like shit, and it's going to be value attached to you because you treat them like shit shows that you can go without them. And on top of that, she'll all of a sudden monkey branch back to the guy who worshipped her that she can, you know, possibly kind of deal with to get her ego back up. And all of a sudden that relationship, see, I watch this happen all the time, that monkey branch. Where the nice guy who works a good career job and he's polite and he gives her everything she wants and he drives everywhere, like the relationship was going so great for a few months and all of a sudden she became distant again. You want to know why she became distant? Because she monkey as soon as because you were the ego booster guy, the guy with the calm career and worshiped her and gave her everything. See, you were the ego booster. That was you. That's you. You see, because what she did was she was swinging from some guy like me who was spitting in her face and pissing in her mouth. And then when I just stop texting her back, or I'm not buying you a gift for Valentine's Day or nothing like that, she's going to swing on over to you to get that ego boost of, yeah, I'm still worth it. I'm still validated. And then when she gets tired of you for whatever reason, either I come in or another bad boy comes in and she monkey branches back over to me. And see, that's when you go through the whole thing of, oh, she's been distant. I don't know what's going on. And you end up in them like Reddit fucking pages of dating over 30. What happened? She just got me real distant and I don't know what happened. Yeah, because she's taking Roy's spit to the face. That's where she is. While you sitting up trying to buy her all this shit, put money in her account, guess where that money's going? I'll tell you exactly what happened. The last bitch I had, right? She paid for her way to come to me, which is about 2 hours away. She bought all the food for me that night. She bought you know, bitch alcohol, like the Prosecco, whatever that shit is. I never even had Prosecco. She bought that. She brought bags of food over for us to eat that night. And I just fucking just humiliated her sexually all that night. I like spit in her face, made her like, I'll be even more gruesome with you. I grabbed this by her throat and then like put her down on the ground and made her rub my nipples. And while I was spitting on her face, I'm talking like, and like jacking off on her face, it just made her play with my nipples. And while I was just standing over to just beat my dick off right on her face, spitting in her face. Now to ask you, now I want you to think about this. Where did she get all that money from? It damn sure wasn't her money. Okay. She didn't go out there and earn that shit. I promise, I guarantee you she didn't have that much extra money to pay for all that shit. No, I tell you where she got it from. She got it from that Beta Orbiter. That's where she got it from. Oh, well, here's $400, dear. Just want to make sure you're okay. Send. And guess where it went? It went to the fund of get my ass spit on and cummed in my face 3 times a night by Tyrone in Prague. That's where it went to. Like, it's so funny. Like, this is why I said, like, why even? See, okay, the only reason you want to respect them, and I'm going to tell you this, honestly, the only reason you want to respect them is because you're still trying to fulfill that Disney dream in your head of finding that unicorn. And you're thinking, well, if I just shotgun blast my respect for women, one of them will secretly come along and fall in love with me and I'll find the unicorn. That's what that is. See, but see, when that one does come around, see, it's not because she's a unicorn. It's because she got hurt by that bad boy, and either she just couldn't find another bad boy for a while, or and that's why she sat with you as long as she did, or she's so fucked up she'll probably never get another bad boy again, or it'll be like very intermittently type shit to where it's not even worth it anymore. But like, see, those unicorns, man, the unicorn, that's only half of the story that's being told when they're a unicorn. Like, they don't tell you the whole story behind it. Like, why? See, women do, like what Patrice O'Neill said, women are not righteous creatures. They don't do good things because they want to do good things. They do it because they want to do good things, but they do it because something forced them to have to do the good thing. Women do not have proper values of morals, proper values of values, proper values of financial value. The only reason they do it is because they figure they can manipulate the game a little more in their favor. Women are not genuinely moralistic creatures. They don't have it. Their morals is to follow whatever the strongest man is following. Okay, that's their morals. You see, and at the time, like the beta guy, he was the strongest man she could get at the time. He was the strongest man who would consistently protect her that she could get. That's what it is. That's what it is. So when she came, when you had a good job and you worked your butt off for this job and this house and this car, and now the woman's paying you attention, you see, like I said, the only reason she's paying you attention is because that bad boy is just, he's not going to protect her 24/7, 365. Whereas the good guy will. And she'll swing back to him when the perceived protection's gone from the bad boy. And then when the bad boy comes along and fucks her how she wants to be fucked, she's going to swing back to him. It's what happens. Like, so there's no reason, like I said, in the end, like, there's just no reason to give women unearned respect. I'll say that, unearned respect. Like, you just being nice to a, walking up and being nice to a bitch, that is the worst thing you can do. It's the worst thing you can do. The absolute worst thing you can do. She has to work and earn for that shit, man. Like I said, like the last bitch, she paid for everything. I ain't paid. No, let me tell you back. Let me take it back. I paid for her taxi ride of her Uber. It was like $5. I live in Prague. It was a $5 Uber ride down to the mall to get her the fuck away. Because she was meeting up with another friend of hers. So I just paid for her Uber ride to get her the fuck out of here. And but yeah, man, I would advise just don't be nice to them because okay, they always have that beta orbiter somewhere. I don't care if she's the strongest, ugliest, butchest looking feminist. She has that beta orbiter somewhere that's going to pick up her self-esteem. Okay. And if you be nice to her, you're just going to be beta orbiter number two, or in more reality, you're just going to be beta orbiter number 348 like that she has to pick from. Don't be nice to them, man. Like I said, unless they go out their way to like legitimately earn your attention and be nice to them, like just don't do it. Or I mean, if you do, like just do it just because you're trying to fuck her and maybe you just on a cold streak or whatever the fuck. But I mean, like, as far as genuinely hanging out and shit, don't give a bitch. I wouldn't even tell her thank you. Matter of fact, I remember I was at the coffee shop a few days ago, right? And I knew this bitch was gonna say bye to me. And I act like I ain't even here. I was just in my phone. I heard her clear. She said like two or three times. And I think I got to the point where like everybody knew that I could hear, and I'm just not gonna, I just don't entertain bitches like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like if you end up in a scenario where like y'all end up together and you just don't want to be sitting in quiet or something like that, talk to her. Don't call her a bitch to her face, like, you know, out of nowhere type shit. But I mean, like, don't give her any type of extra respect. Just don't do it. Especially if y'all was talking and if she did anything that you didn't like. That's another thing I want to say. If a woman does anything you don't like, I don't care if she couldn't even help it. I don't care if she has a big nose, whatever the fuck. Never, ever take pity on them for the same reasons. Because you'll just end up beta orbiter number 75. like cut a bitch off because she got big feet. Cut her off. Bye. Because trust me, she's not at a shortage for men. I'll tell you that much right now. She is not going to be at a shortage. And if anything, she's going to have more respect for you for doing that. You see, versus you just being another nice guy who's nice and sweet. See, nice guys who are sweet, that's code name for, this is my beta. I'll fuck him if the bad boy doesn't come around for a long time. But if there's a bad boy in my vicinity, then I'm definitely not fucking him. But he's pretty much my backup. That's what nice guy, oh, he's nice, oh, he's sweet. That's usually what that equals out to. Now, some younger girls, they're still a little dumb. Like, I know one girl, she's like 19. And she's with this nice guy now. And it's like clear, she really doesn't want to be with him, but she doesn't know it yet. So I kind of watch her just how she is with him. Like, but she is a kind of, with her, with this girl I'm talking to specifically, it's this weird mix of like, she's scared of the world. So he's pretty much the only thing that can like protect her in her eyes. So she's just kind of dealing with it, but she doesn't like the nice part of him. I'm not gonna say anything because they're both 19 and 20, so they don't know, and I don't want to ruin it. I just let them both have their fun, and they'll learn it and move on, blah blah blah. But most of them will learn it at least by 2022, usually either naturally or through their friends, through their girlfriends. So this is what I say, man. Like, just don't be nice. That's the okay. If she's moderately attractive, the worst thing you can do is be nice to her. That's the worst thing you can do. Unless it's like the rarest scenario of like, this woman looks good, but she works a job and she works it like, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and she doesn't have any time to go out, meet anybody, blah, blah, blah. Those women's standards will come down to where like, yeah, you could just be nice to her. You know, you pretty much, their standards come down to reality. You can be a decent human, and they may reciprocate it back. You know, by the time, like I said, by the time a lot of women hit 24, 25, and they get in these working fields where they got to work 12 hours a day. And on top of that, they're pretty much segregated from most of the population. Like, they're in an office job in a little cubicle all day long, and they don't meet anybody. She may be a little better. That woman may be, but you don't know this. You see, I mean, there's no way for you to know unless word came through to you. Like this is her lifestyle. Like, I know a few girls like that now who do that, and they can't meet men, and they've got to do online dating because they don't go anywhere. They're always working or they're going home. So like, it can happen, but I would say this, man. There's no reason to be nice to him on average. There's no incentive for you to be nice to her, to be completely nice to her. I'll say that because every one of them, they have beta orbiters hovering around, floating around in her DMs, in her Instagram, in her Snapchat, in their Facebook, staring at them when they get on the train, staring at them when they get on the bus, staring at them when they get, you know, wherever you look, okay, here you can ride the train and bus and it's fine. Because bigger cities are more made for that. So like, they're getting tossed cock at least 5 times a day. Okay, they have copious amounts of cock being sent to them. Okay, so you being nice is not going to stand out from the other 5 guys every, you know, 4 hours that she's existing in the world. Okay, you gotta get over that. You just gotta get over that. Being nice is not gonna raise your chances, period. Standing out is gonna raise your chances.